Greetings, audio boomers. Well, I've got an article that I would like to share with you all today, if I can read it with a straight face, that is. Ontario is utterly rife with election fever right now because we've got a number of municipal elections coming up. So there's been a ton of coverage in the media about this, most of which is rather convoluted and boring and really not worth talking about, especially if you don't live here. But this one article in particular just made me howl, and I just had to share it. Even if you don't vote here in Ontario, I think you'll find it very funny. It could apply to elections anywhere, not just here. This is written by Paul Benedetti, who is a journalist and a professor of journalism at Western University in London, Ontario. He has a bi-weekly column in my local paper, and I look forward to it every time I know it's coming out, because it's always so funny. This is no exception. Sign, sign, everywhere a sign. Our columnist offers elucidation on the upcoming election. As little-known journalist and general gadabout, I'm often accosted by people seeking my views on matters of state. They'll walk up to me in a store or parking lot and say, "What's your opinion on the upcoming municipal election?" or words to that effect. Sometimes the exact words are, "Are you done with that shopping cart?" But no matter. When this happens, I usually lean back, fold my arms, and tilt my head back so I'm looking directly up their nose, and say, "Far be it from me to pontificate on the machinations of civic democracy, but..." At this point, most people are backing slowly toward their car and mumbling something about a cat they left on the stove, or a rerun of The Nature of Things they just can't miss. Then they drive away. I usually go on for a few minutes regardless. So, to offset the need for future parking lot lectures, I've decided to answer the pile of questions about the upcoming city elections that readers have been too busy to send in. If you didn't know that city elections were upcoming, I trust you've recovered from your coma and are resting comfortably. Q. Should I vote based on the number of signs I see for a candidate? This seems like a good idea. A. Not really. In the past, this has led to Coldwell Banker being elected in several Ontario municipalities. In some cases, despite Mr. Banker not existing, he had better meeting records than some Canadian senators. Q. Everyone keeps talking about the incumbent this and the incumbent that. What does that mean? A. An incumbent is a nice chair that reclines, as in, "Wow, this lazy boy incumbent is great. Pass the chips." It has no meaning in politics. Q. I hear name recognition is the most important factor in city elections. Is that true? A. Yes. See Coldwell Banker above. This has many people worried that Rod Frank may be our next mayor. Q. I noticed that many media personalities get elected. Is this a good idea? A. Yes. It's obvious that being a local radio or TV host is excellent training for running a country. Or a city. That's why many people feel that Don Cherry would be a great prime minister. And there's talk of Ryan Seacrest for president. Q. I see that a lot of failed candidates run again and again. Why is that? A. It could be perseverance and extreme dedication to the democratic process, but mainly it's leftover signs. Q. How long can a person be on city council? A. Indefinitely. There is no limit on service, and several councillors have served a term despite being deceased. Some did their best work during this period. Q. I have no idea who's running for school board trustee in my ward. And what do they do anyway? A. Don't worry, nobody knows who their school board trustee is. All they do is control every aspect of your child's education. I wouldn't worry about it if I were you. Q. How is voter turnout in city elections? A. Terrible. It ranges from 35% to just over 50% most years. That means that in most ridings, the candidate with the largest number of cousins has the most chance of winning. Q. I hate politics. I never bother voting and I don't even know what city council does. Besides, I'm too busy posting to Instagram and catching up on Orange is the New Black. A. City government just controls stuff like roads, transit, taxes, water, snow removal, parks, urban renewal, poverty programs, stadiums, social assistance, childcare, and a bunch of other boring stuff. I wouldn't give it another thought. This whole democracy thing can be like a drag. Q. When is the election? A. October 27th, 3 days before Halloween. Q. Why is that? A. To make sure politicians going door to door don't get all the kids' candy. There you have it, folks.